God, man. Oh, fucking serious. Jesus Christ, man. Already? And time flies like a motherfucker.
Rise and shine, yet another day to toss away. What does my clock display? It says 8. Shit, I'm late for work again, so then I dip with my pad and my pen. Step into the workplace with my work face. Wince at my time card, cause I'm scarred. Mad cause I sacrifice my day and it gets me a trifling hourly wage of $6.50. Nifty. Now I'm off to slave quarters with a whole bunch of other people's sons and daughters. Working so they can be mothers and fathers. Laboring real hard, hoping the boss offers more petty cash to us bums and paupers. Kissing his ass cause they're hoping they prosper. Here's the math, you work a 30 a day away. The government takes a 30 a check, correct. You go home and drink cause you don't get an ounce of respect and your spirit is wrecked. Life is a gift to be enjoyed every second, every minute. It's temporary, not infinite. Yet I find myself looking at the clock, hoping for the day to fly by. So I ask myself why I'm doing this remedial work for second graders. I'm an educator with mega flavor, so maybe I should just jump up and get ill. Maybe I should let these people know they're being killed. Maybe I should try my very best to chill and get paid, cause I gotta pay bills.
Excuse me, brother, could you please stop making that noise so I can talk? Thank you. Now the boss says he wants you to
hey
go
there,
make more
champ.
Copies
big
of
boss man
check.
Says you've been late 3 days in a row. Better
sharp
it up.
The basement. And I, can I have a steak,
bro? No. Oh, this fucking place sucks. Same shit every day. Like to wring the boss's neck, though. If only dreams could come true.
Dead boss, somebody called Red Cross. I guess he got caught up in my mental holocaust. How much did it cost? Just a little piece of my mind for peace of mind.
But he's bleeding.
Oh no, leave him, he'll be fine. He'll heal on his own if you just give him some time. Considering the fact that his face is misaligned. His legs are over there laying right next to his spine.
Lunch time!
My boss walks by, he's looking just like an asshole. Smiling cause he jerks niggas for minimal cash flow. He's cool in my face, but I swear, I heard him laugh though. Tickled by the fact that I'm the modern day Sambo. And just when I think that I'm about to go Rambo, I call up my man and he says he understands, yo. We all are being murdered by a similar process. Whether you work at the candy store or slave at the office, the purpose of our life is just to serve the economy. They misinform our minds to paint a picture of harmony. But if you're listening, you know that shit's out of tune. Cause the function of our life is just to work and consume. Fuck reaching out to help the next, there ain't any room. Just close your eyes and block your ears and march to your doom. But since I ain't really getting paid for my time, I pulled out my pen and started writing a rhyme. Can't you see that I'm busy, jerk? Don't dare approach me with busy work. Take another step and get hurt by the man that embodies mad years of anger. A cool bro, soon to be the Boston Strangler. Everything inside of me is about to erupt, cause a righteous individual dislikes the corrupt. I knew he'd lock me up if I started a brawl, so I jetted and I punched the clock the fuck off the wall. Yeah, that's right, motherfucker. You can't keep on underpaying people and mistreating them all the time. That's gonna result in crime. As a matter of fact, you know what? Facts. Yo, cut this motherfucker, man.